sort of change in the second half?
We had a game plan, and we knew we had to stay in the game. So we spoke about continuing what we'd worked on in training and what we'd spoken about in the team meetings. We knew we were going to make a tactical switch after an hour because James McCarthy was only ever going to play 60 minutes. So we knew we were going to open ourselves up a little bit more after an hour. So those changes were pre-planned. And they stuck to the game plan, and I'm very proud of them, albeit nobody likes losing. But there's so much I saw tonight to work with, and a great committed performance.
It reflects well on you as well. I mean, you must be pleased that in the end you ran the Champions pretty close.
Yeah, I'm pleased, but I'm not too pleased because we lost the game. I think it reflects great on the players as well, because the players have gone over the white line and put in that committed display, and that makes me very proud. I'm sure every Evertonian who watched the game, either here or at home, was proud of that committed performance tonight, and there's certainly a lot of work with them.
I know it's hard for you to say, but I mean, what is the sort of bar? I mean, what do you have to do if you're going to get?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. All I know is that we'll hopefully be as committed as that in every game that I'm in charge. And hopefully get on a winning run as well. First, you know, you can't be where we are and expect to win every game from there. You've got to start with a performance, and I thought we started with a great performance tonight. From that, you know, you want to go on a winning streak, and we've got to start doing that very, very quickly, and hopefully at Leicester on Sunday. But, you know, there's a lot to work with. When I see and hear senior players helping the young lads out tonight that they did, there's an awful lot to work with. For that, I'm quite excited to take that on and take that on board and work with everybody. And like I say, it's a very proud performance tonight from a committed point, although we don't like losing.
Do you meet the owner next few days at all?
I think I'm scheduled to meet him on Friday afternoon with the chairman. But I speak to the chairman 2, 3, 4 times a day. So the communication is brilliant. I've got a great relationship with the board. So what will be. I just have to be committed. We have to try and win some games and take it from there.
Is that when you find out what their plans are for you, or have you been given any indication?
There's no points return or games total that they've set. We'll just continue to work and plan game to game, and we'll take it from there.
Is Friday almost a debrief of what's happened in this week, or was it to kind of look forward?
Always look forward. You know, what has happened has happened, and it's in the past, and I can only influence tonight and the games that are, you know, the training sessions that we're going to be involved in and the games moving forward. So, I wouldn't want to comment on what's gone before. That's history. But what I saw tonight was so much to work with.
David, have you found the new midfield?
Maybe. Sometimes you stumble across a formula, personnel, if I'm being honest. Benny Beringham, he wasn't in the team last night. Morgan Schneidlin was taken ill. So sometimes things are forced on you, and that opens the door for an opportunity for a young player. I had no hesitation of playing Benny, because over the period of maybe 18 months with me in the under-23s, he's been outstanding. So I know he has the ability, the physicality, and certainly the temperament to come to the Champions and put in that sort of display. Didn't think he'd be as good as he was, but I'm very proud of him for that display.
He's quite tackle as well. It's almost
For those people who don't know him, that's quite a regular thing for them. he does that in training as well. So Evertonians better get used to that if he plays a bit more.
Your team was noticeably faster tonight than it has been. Is that something? Is that something you specifically tried to address?
We spoke about the right time and where and how to press. I thought our pressing when we went in threes and fours was good. It's not as good as I would want it yet. Something I like to do. But certainly when you put James McCarthy back into the team, Aaron Lennon, into the team, Kevin Morales, who's got great pace. Certainly when you change a few personnel and you implement some sort of pressing game, you get that response that we got tonight. Okay, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
See you, Brian.
See you, Brian.
See you.
Thank you.